This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, the 14th of June, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The skies over Israel are mostly clear today, with sunshine warming up major cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. It's a perfect day to be outdoors. Tonight, expect a mild and comfortable evening. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel braces for Iranian fire as Trump says Beirut strike should not have happened. This is from Ynet, coming in earlier today. Also, an Iranian general warns the Israeli air raid in Beirut will not go unanswered. JNS reported this 5 hours ago. Also this hour, Trump urges Israel to stop all strikes in Lebanon following Sunday's Dahiya attack. This update is from the Jerusalem Post just minutes ago. Separately, the U.S. and Iran are edging closer to an agreement to end the regional war. This is according to I-24 News from earlier today. And finally, a permanent memorial is part of an $8.3 million support package for the Bondi community. This is from Australian Jewish News, reported earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. Khaled Hassan, a commentator, posted just minutes ago that when Israel is attacked, it has every right to defend itself, regardless of external opinions. Ziada Sali, a Middle East analyst, posted earlier today about Israel's preparations for potential Iranian missile fire following the Beirut strike. Mark Dubowitz, an expert on international security, criticized President Trump earlier today, suggesting he should thank Israel for targeting Hezbollah instead of admonishing it. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the tensions between Israel and Iran, the IDF is on high alert, expecting possible missile fire from Iran. This follows a strike in Beirut's Dahiya district aimed at Hezbollah targets, as reported by Ynet. The situation remains volatile, with regional stability at risk. Turning to the U.S.-Iran talks. The U.S. and Iran are reportedly close to a deal to end the ongoing regional conflict, I-24 News reports. This development could significantly alter the geopolitical landscape, potentially easing tensions for local populations. Meanwhile, in a related development, President Trump has called for a cessation of all strikes in Lebanon. According to the Jerusalem Post, he insists on a halt to hostilities by all parties. This complicates Israel's military strategy and raises questions about future U.S.-Israel relations. On the economic front, first, U.S. refueling planes threaten Israel's summer flight schedule. According to Globes, Transport Minister Miri Regev warns of disruptions if these planes remain parked at Ben-Gurion Airport. Separately, Elon Musk has become the first trillionaire primarily due to SpaceX's success. Ynet Business highlights this as an example of modern wealth dynamics and global inequality. And finally, AI's water consumption is becoming a growing issue. CTEC reports that data centers, including those in Israel, are facing public opposition due to their massive water usage. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 10:00 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.